This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Surgeon General Jerome Adams saying this morning that getting America back to normal will take some time. Adams saying on Fox News, when the immediate threat of the COVID-19 pandemic is over, there will be a new normal in the nation. He said he hopes Americans will continue to practice social distancing and good hygiene. Defense Secretary Mark Esper is not ruling out reinstating Captain Brett Crozier, former commander of the USS Theodore Roosevelt. Esper telling CBS this morning that nothing has been taken off the table. Crozier was removed by now former acting Navy Secretary Thomas Modley after his plea for help in the coronavirus outbreak got into the public domain. Many soon-to-be furloughed Disneyland workers are keeping their health coverage and education benefits. Disney reaching agreements with 10 labor unions last night. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Thank goodness for the balance of nature. It just keeps me strong and healthy, and I don't have any aches and pains. I've taken so many supplements and all the different things they promise, and I'm like, I don't feel anything. You know, vitamins, protein powders, whey proteins, all this stuff that says it's going to do what it's going to do. But the balance of nature exceeded my expectations. I cannot believe how it has affected everything. So I am completely grateful for it.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Nearly a year after fire ravaged France's Notre Dame Cathedral, the House of Worship held a Good Friday service today. Just 7 people were there, though, as a result of the pandemic. The state of Maryland releases data that many say proves there are racial disparities when it comes to the cases and deaths from the virus in that state. Angela Alsobrooks is the county executive in Prince George's County.
Because it is not just a data point that black and brown and disimpoverished and poor people suffer disproportionately with health crises. It is a reality.
Maryland's Republican Governor Larry Hogan says the disparities are troubling, and they point to a persistent public health challenge that he says must be addressed. But Hogan also notes the data that's been released so far does not reflect all of the coronavirus cases in the state, since private labs are not required to report a person's race. And this is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Amazon says it's now taking additional steps to try to slow the spread of COVID-19 by building its own lab to test workers for the virus. Officials gathering equipment, hoping to start the screening soon. The tech giant has been criticized over its handling of the pandemic with its employees. Some of them saying there's been a shortage of masks and other protective equipment. More than 60 warehouses have confirmed cases. Most Americans now say they'll probably take a pass on attending any sporting events until a COVID-19 vaccine is developed. A Seton Hall sports poll finds 72% of Americans they surveyed said they would stay home until there is a vaccine. That number drops to 61% by people who describe themselves as sports fans. Among all Americans, 12% said they would be open to attending a game so long as social distancing can be maintained. And Netflix has something, I should say, coming for viewers who just can't get enough of Tiger King. It's an after show called The Tiger King and I. It's set to debut this Sunday. It'll showcase new interviews with some of the people in the show that's gone viral during the coronavirus pandemic especially. You can find us online anytime or at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
I took my family on a vacation like the one you're about to hear about, and we had an amazing time. And the best part about it was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous four-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982, and now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world-famous theme parks or the tranquility of nature, Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-883-1612. 800-883-1612. Call 800-883-1612.
This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's what we do, and thank you so much for joining in and being a part of the solution to get this country back on track. It is about we the people, which is a clarion call for self-responsibility for each of America's citizens. Good to have you with us. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, and we're honored to have our next guest, Pastor Paula White, with us. She's the personal minister and spiritual advisor to President Donald J. Trump, author of the book Something Greater, Finding Triumph Over Trials, which I'm excited to talk to her about. But before we get into that, Paula White, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Bill. It's great to be with you today and all your listeners.
Well, I think it's quite interesting that the coronavirus is here upon us. We are in the midst of Holy Week, Passover tomorrow, Easter on Sunday, and we have been getting through this process. What do you sense God is telling us?
You know, Bill, it is an interesting time when we recognize that God, who is sovereign, there's no such thing as coincidence. He's a very certain God in uncertain times, and though we were caught off guard, God certainly has not been. And we do understand when we look at the meaning of Passover, which literally means to protect, and God bringing his people supernatural deliverance and divine protection, as we look at Good Friday and Palm Sunday and Resurrection Sunday, and the culmination of it all, we're reminded of a few things. Number one, it was from the darkest days that brought the greatest light and the greatest hope. There's nothing pretty about the old rugged cross. There's no beauty. It's still the emblem of suffering and shame. Yet, without Good Friday, which I tend to call Great Friday, we would not have a Resurrection Sunday. So our great hope is in the fact that maybe it might be some dark days right now and people are going through unprecedented times. But we know that this is not how it ends. We know that there is the hope of resurrection. And I believe just like there was a dark Saturday and a Friday, and but there was a bright Sunday, a resurrected Savior to bring a people to God, that perhaps during this time of reset, perhaps during this time that happens, which I don't think is by accident to fall during Holy Week, God might be speaking to us and saying, reset, bring me back into the picture. Where am I with everything? And as we do that personally and even nationally and prayerfully globally, and we look and see what God is doing, I believe there's a great call and an awakening and a revival, and perhaps we'll have a resurrected society.
Exactly. I see a time of repentance, which always leads to revival, a time for us to reconcile our behavior, our perception. You know, as people look up and turn to God, we were just talking about a story of nurses and doctors on top of a hospital rooftop, Paula. They were praying for the patients below suffering from coronavirus. This is happening across the country. People who find themselves at home, as one woman said to me, said, "Oh, my God, I found my husband. I thought he was missing. He was sitting there next to me on my couch." So there's some positive things that are happening, you know, with us being with the stay-at-home orders. But as you say, and as Tony Campolo preached so wonderfully, it wasn't him that was preaching. He relayed how a black pastor was preaching in Philadelphia that it was Friday. It was so gloom and doom. And, you know, it looked like Satan had his hand and grip on everything of this world. But little did he know that Sunday's coming, right?
Amen. And I think that is our hope. Those of us who walk with God understand that. That during our own personal times of darkness, it is the Bible so clearly says we've been buried with Christ and we are raised with him. And even it goes on in Ephesians 2, verse 6 says that we're now seated in heavenly places with him because of the grace and mercy of God. And so we understand that for every dark day and the dark times, Christ is our hope and there is the beaming of light. And yes, the enemy, what he is meant for bad, Romans 8:28 tells us so clearly that God will turn around for the good for those who love him and are called according to his purpose. And we see that good. I am seeing the best of humanity come out, not the worst. I'm seeing people who are divided and there was so much strife and division and they're united and working together and have laid all their labels down. And like you said, true repentance. It's interesting. We often quote that 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves, turn from their wicked ways, and seek my face, then will I hear from heaven and fill their land. But the verses prior to that, Solomon has just dedicated the temple, and he and God are having this conversation, and God basically says, "Hey, Solomon, when it stops raining, and when there is a plague in the land," and he's telling him that when these things happen, when people go their own way, when they do their own thing, and they forget my blessing and my goodness, it's not that I'm cursing, I just lift my hand, and when that happens, then the enemy has free reign. And he's having this dialogue, and he gives him the very answer that when you then begin to pray and seek me again, I will heal the land. And so we are seeing tremendous healing in the land already, and not just from a physical standpoint, but from a disease that was deep in and maybe invisible too, deep in people's souls and hearts and spirits, and where they're turning to God. Talking to the president the other day, and he said, "How are people? Where's their faith with God?" I said, "Are they falling away or coming close?" I said, "Sir, unprecedented. Everyone that we're talking to, all my pastors and friends and colleagues in ministry and people that I talked to, they said that just unprecedented online viewership and,
exactly.
and salvations and people saying yes to God." And so I think this is a real crisis means opportunity, an opportunity to turn for the better or the worse. And that's God is using it. That's in God's sense. Certainly God used for his glory.
Pastor Paul, it's interesting you would bring up 2 Chronicles 7:13-14. In my reading this morning in Deuteronomy, as you'll recall, the last admonishment that Moses gave to the children of Israel, you know, direct from God was, I mean, here they are, they're ready to go into the promised land. Here's the milk of, you know, the land of milk and honey that they've been waiting for all these years, and here it is. They're ready to enter in with this new generation. Every one of the previous generation had fallen in the desert. And God says to them, says, look, it, you know, it's going to be good for you, but also I know you. And this is on the heels of all the miracles from Egypt in 40 years. He says, you are going to turn your back on me. You're going to do this. And knowing this, God says, just like in 2 Chronicles, it says, you know what? I'm not going to abandon you. You know, the deal is still on between me and you. I'm still there for you. But it's going to require you to turn from your ways and come back to me.
That's it, Bill. I mean, when you were saying that, I'm thinking, boy, things change, but not much. We are really a stiff-necked people and can be so stubborn. And we think that we don't make idols, but idols are something that we yield our strength and our energy to, and we can often end up putting so many things before God and not even realizing the disorder in our life and how we say God is first, but we put our time, energy, and strength to almost everything but God.
Exactly.
I think these moments can be good for us.
Without a doubt. We've got to go to break. Pastor Paula, we've got more from her after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
fresh and independent we are. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, we're having our discussion with Pastor Paula White, and it will continue here in just a second. A real quick reference to her book, Something Greater. Her husband, Jonathan King, keyboardist for Journey and member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, wrote, Something Greater is a heartfelt emotional roller coaster that takes you through a young girl's journey of heartbreak and perseverance, which eventually leads to her steadfast walk in faith, where she finds her true father, even as her husband. I can say it was truly a read I could not put down. I believe her story serves as an inspiration to the world, how one can overcome tragedy and setbacks in life and turn it around to inspire and minister to others around the globe. Paul, I got to imagine for your husband, Jonathan, thinking that he knew you, and to read your book, this had to add a whole other dimension of his love for you.
You know, he really declares that it did, and he was just reaffirms how proud he was for me for getting that out. He knew how difficult it took me over 3 years to write it. I'd actually been working on it for probably 7+ years, but the actual writing over 3 years, I had a lot to land, I felt. And it's very open. It's very authentic. It's very real. And I was doing an interview with Bill recently, and someone said, Paula, because at the time when it came out, it felt so like wrong timing to me. I was like, really, God? I mean, you look at things, and I could only see the picture at that moment.
Right.
And I thought I'd been in bedding for quite a bit. And, you know, it was like the month that after a while I took an official position with President and the White House. And that's the same month that my book came out. And I thought that's really kind of awkward. You know, it just felt like the timing, because it puts certain limitations and restrictions. Little did I know that there would be coronavirus around the corner. And I was doing an interview, and someone said, Paula, you write on principles. Typically, I always do my books on principles and topics, and this time it was my life story being poured out with those principles of how God brought me through. I'd gone through 39 events, 19 life crises. Yes, it wasn't only my childhood of my father's suicide and the sexual and physical abuse. I get saved when I'm 18, have this life transformation with Jesus Christ, and just dedicate my whole life to him and do nothing but serve him and stay in his presence. And I wish I could tell you it landed like Cinderella, but I would go through some very difficult, life-shattering things. Went through 14 years almost when you complete all the total investigation. Everything you go through, a Senate inquiry, IRS, multiple IRS. We'd come against pornography so hard in the city of Tampa. My ex had a complete breakdown. I believe so much in the institution of marriage. I just thought this too shall pass. And when our marriage didn't make it. My daughter had died of cancer. Everything that you just think will never happen to you. And I talk about that, and I don't just talk about it. I show how God pulled me through. Mm-hmm. And what I tell people, that the greatest blessing in my life, though I'd never want to go through some of those things again, that God loved me enough to reduce me to Christ, because I found in him I live, I move, and I have my being. And someone said to me, Paula, little did you know that your personal crisis would be ministering to us through a national crisis.
Mm.
So what I thought was such a wrong timing was actually perfect timing.
Exactly.
With God, to help us all see how we get through this individually and collectively as a nation.
It's as if God had to empty you out, did he not?
Absolutely.
Empty you out totally, because he had a new wineskin for you, so to speak. You know, this
Absolutely.
Is all colloquial terminology for us Christians, ladies and gentlemen. But we talk about the new wineskin. But in that new wineskin, it is that new being. It is that, the Spirit of God in us in such a powerful way. You cannot give what you don't have. And you, like the blind man, I often use this as a reference. It's one of my favorite testimonies in the New Testament. So simple. Because people say, well, how do I testify? You know what? I go, well, talk about, I was, I am. You know, who you were before and who you are now. You don't need to be an apologist. You don't need to be a theologian or anything like that. It's just, where was that crossroads for you, that point in time in life when you went from who I was to who I am? And that is powerful, because that's something that no one can take from you. And your book is so compelling. No wonder your husband, I got to imagine, Jonathan looks at you with, because you are such a new person and you're filled up with this new thing that God has poured into you, as they say, for a time such as this, that you cannot give what you don't have. And God has given you so much, because through the experiences, in looking back and seeing God with you every step of the way, that has to give you such faith and courage that otherwise you would not have without realizing that.
It's so true, and the Bible says in Revelation, as we know, that we're made overcomers by the blood of the Lamb, the finished work of Jesus Christ, and also by the word of our testimony, which means the evidence of God in our life. And I love what you just said, I was, I am. I'm going to use that, Bill, because I think in all of our, like you said, Christianese, and the way that we sometimes will approach things, God just wants a simple, prayerful, truthful, heartfelt cry.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, people are attracted to the God in us and the transformation he's done in our life. And that is the I think, the most powerful message that I've ever had. And I'd love to think it's something I studied 3 weeks for, but it's not. It's something that God has just simply done in my life, and I'm sharing my life story.
Exactly. Well, it's three weeks plus a lifetime, Paula.
There you go.
It keeps on going. I know our audience, because of the relationship that you have with President Donald J. Trump. Give us some insight of who this man is.
I've been privileged to walk with him and his family for almost 19 years now. He called me out of the blue watching Christian television.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, Mr. Trump's on the line. I was like, sure, sure.
Yeah.
Finally got on the line, and he said, you're fantastic. You've got the it factor. I said, oh, sir, we call that the anointing. And he just, that was the beginning. So that was how we started. And he went on to verbatim repeat to me three of my sermons of value vision. And I thought to myself, I was actually quite impressed. I thought, boy, he listens better than most people sitting in our congregation.
Right.
And I mean, it was pretty spot on in three different series. So I thought, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Asked if I was ever up in New York. I was doing Bible study for the New York Yankees. And so I swung by one day and met him and some of his staff. And one thing started after another. And he just began to ask me almost casually and innocently to pray for him.
Mm-hmm.
And started doing Bible studies. And I found myself, New York was a big hub for me at the time. I had a church up there and was up there quite frequently. And so I found myself sitting in his office often. I thought, they're going to kick me out after a few minutes here, and find myself there for hours. And I thought, this is interesting. So again, I got to really know the man, the father,
Did he consider himself a Christian at the time?
He did. He came from a very strong, the first conversation he had with me, he actually shared with me his whole entire life. I mean, things that obviously I never have disclosed publicly or would, but he shared with me from the very beginning his walk of faith and what a strong woman of God. His mother had a tremendous impact and influence on his life.
Mm.
And she was a really godly woman who prayed quite often and made sure they were in not only Sunday school, but Saturday school. And so he had a strong background. And when you understand that, it really influenced me. Like many people, he got off track, but always to come back to the foundation of the group.
Well, what a great story and a great encouragement. Paula White, I know that, speaking of which, you're about ready to connect with the White House shortly. Our regards to the president. Ensure him that many around this country are praying for him and our country as we continue to deal with this coronavirus, and we become unified behind his efforts and his leadership. Pastor Paula White has been with us. Paula, thank you so much. God bless.
Thank you. Be glad.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. Do you remember where you were on February 23rd, 1945? A bunch of Marines were lifting a flag on Iwo Jima. The battle lasted 36 days, killing 5,931 Marines. Additionally, 209 Navy corpsmen and surgeons assigned to the Marines died, as well as soldiers, sailors, and airmen from other units. More than 110,000 Marines, sailors, soldiers, and airmen served, with more than 26,000 killed or wounded. So here's your veteran's tip of the day. As you walk by an American flag, stop for a moment and think of the tens of thousands of soldiers and sailors, airmen and Marines who were killed or wounded in those days in February of 1945. You will be better for thinking of them. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Surgeon General Jerome Adams saying this morning that getting America back to normal will take some time. Adams saying on Fox News, when the immediate threat of the COVID-19 pandemic is over, there will be a new normal in the nation. He said he hopes Americans will continue to practice social distancing and good hygiene. Defense Secretary Mark Esper is not ruling out reinstating Captain Brett Crozier, former commander of the USS Theodore Roosevelt. Esper telling CBS this morning that nothing has been taken off the table. Crozier was removed by now former acting Navy Secretary Thomas Modley after his plea for help in the coronavirus outbreak got into the public domain. Many soon-to-be furloughed Disneyland workers are keeping their health coverage and education benefits, Disney reaching agreements with 10 labor unions last night. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Values. Service. They still exist here. Bill Martinez.
Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day and this holy week here. I'm Bill Martinez, and for more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. I got an old friend joining us. I say old friend because we, over the years and through the circuit and in talking about movies that she has produced and been involved with, it is good to reconnect with her, especially this Easter weekend. Angela White joins us. She's with Silver Hello. Lining Entertainment. Hello, Angela.
Hey, Bill. Been good. It's a long time. Good to hear your voice. Thank you for having me.
Well, good to reconnect. When I saw your name and they said Angela wants to be on, I said absolutely. She's always welcome. We put out the red carpet for Angela every time she comes around. So welcome.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, let's talk about this Easter. Lifetime is presenting Kim Fields in the emotional Question of Faith alongside faith-based personalities, our good friend T.C. Stallings and Jackie Velasquez. This is going to be debuting on April the 12th. And I say debuting, it's like a debut because originally this movie was released in 2017 to great applause and acceptance. And so we're looking forward to seeing it this holiday weekend.
Absolutely. It's a blessing that we're able to re-present the film to a new audience.
Mm-hmm. So break it down. Give this new audience a summary of A Question of Faith, what it's about.
Yeah, so question of faith revolves around three different families of three different ethnic backgrounds who don't know each other. And unfortunately, there's a horrible, tragic accident that kind of combines all families together. So they're all divided by loss. They lose their faith in God. But unbeknownst to them, God is in control, has a master plan, and they're united by their faith. They don't know what's happening. One is dealing with texting and driving, another family dealing with racial reconciliation, and a third family dealing with forgiveness. So it's a true story of hope and inspiration.
Well, the movie itself, even when it was first released, so resonated with people of faith, didn't it, Angela?
Yes, absolutely. People really it's an emotional drama and journey that we take you on, and people really start questioning their own faith with God.
Exactly. So I say people of faith, but even people who maybe were on the fence and maybe, you know, had an idea of God, but this movie is quite compelling, and it almost causes you to make a decision, doesn't it?
It does. It makes you really ask yourself some tough questions. And also, what would you do if you were in one of the family situations?
Exactly. Well, that was my exact thought when I was watching the movie the first time. And I think, you know, we saw it together when it premiered. And you can't help but be drawn into the storylines. And you're going to identify with one or two of the actors and the characters in the movie in such a way that it does cause you to ask that that eternal critical question.
Absolutely. And we love the fact that people even consider organ donation, whether they agree or don't agree, they at least look into it. We love the fact that some people stop texting and driving as a result of this movie. It really has a big impact on you.
When this story came to you, what was it that attracted you to the story?
I think mainly the fact that it was multicultural, that we were dealing with some real issues. I love the fact that the pastor, who's the lead character, was the one who questioned his faith the most. I thought that was very human.
Yeah, and I think people sometimes are surprised that pastors would question.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I was just watching a movie about the two popes, and it was interesting because you had a situation where Pope Benedict, it seems that the storyline was indicating, that there was a crisis of faith on the part of Pope Benedict. And I thought that was quite interesting and very human and encouraging that even though you could be the Pope and the leader of over a billion people, that you could have a crisis of faith. So, you know, it is a common denominator for all of us.
It really is. And people don't realize last year, Bill, we had a few pastors even commit suicide.
Mm.
People don't realize they need to be prayed for, too, that they go through their own issues as well.
Well, and right now, it's especially tough for these pastors as they're having to really, you know, dig deep and have some time of meditation and introspection because it's not about the bricks and mortar. It's about souls with this coronavirus, and they're having to connect with their followers in a new way, even though some of these churches have been forward-thinking and have already started, you know, online presentations of their sermons and Sunday services and that sort of thing. But what we're hearing across the board, Angela, which is quite encouraging, is people are turning online to Sunday services in record numbers. I have a pastor in Southern California. He told me, he goes, Bill, our viewership online is 10 times what it normally is.
Oh, that's excellent news. I didn't know that.
Yeah, so it tells you that there is a want and there is a need for answers, like the movie, A Question of Faith. People are looking and they're hungry and wondering, what is going? Is God judging us right now? Is this a call for redemption in this Holy Week and Easter upon us? What is it that we need to hear from God right now, given to us by this virus?
Yeah, I think with anything, it's making people work closer with their families to get to know their own families. It's shocking how many people have never spent this much time with their children. So I think God is making us sit down, humble us a little bit, and say, you need to get down to the basics because we've lost our way.
Yeah, I've been teasing because I had one gal write me a letter and say that, you know, she looked over on the couch and wondered who that strange man was sitting next to her on the couch and realized, oh, my God, that is my husband.
Yes. A lot of, you know, some families are going to make it through and some might not make it through, but I'm praying that everybody is getting tighter and more united with their family during this time.
Exactly. And I told her, I said, hey, don't forget to pull back the cushions. Maybe you might find a kid or two down there, too.
That's a good one. Yeah, they're good, all teachers now. All good. The parents are teachers now.
Exactly. Angela, you, in the movie A Question of Faith, you mentioned there is a part regarding organ donation. As you were dealing with this, how did it affect your personal view?
You know, I really didn't know much about organ donation. I was not an organ donor as far as putting it on my license. I had a lot of stereotypes that I heard. Once I started working with Donate Life America on this film, I became educated, and I did finally sign up with the state to become one. I realized it was another gift of love to somebody else in need, and I didn't look at it that way before.
Well, you and I talked about this before. I mean, this cast, wow, what an assemblage you put together here. You know, Richard T. Jones, Kim Fields, C. Thomas Howell, T.C. Stallings, and Jackie Velasquez. They all co-star in this film.
Yes.
What was it like working with them?
Oh, I loved working with all of them. They're so different. Jackie Velasquez, I did not know before, and she was a pleasure. She's so sweet, an amazing singer.
Yes.
Kim Fields is just a consummate professional. Same with Richard T. Jones and C. Thomas Howell, who I did work with before. Renee O'Connor is such a sweet spirit. T.C. Stallings, I never worked with before. He's such a devout man of faith. And so it was, everybody got along. There was no issues. There was no egos. And that's what I love more than anything.
Well, and for Jackie to transcend, I mean, of course, everybody knows her from her musical excellence, and for her now to be on the big screen, I thought she was terrific.
Yeah, I'm really happy for her, and I think Jackie would like to even do more acting. I think people would be surprised. She really wants to excel in that field as well.
Well, her part and the role that she played says a lot, and I'm sure that's going to be quite the calling card for her going forward. So, bottom line here, Angela, what do you want the audience to draw from A Question of Faith?
If anything, I would like the audience to start being kinder, more loving to their neighbor, especially at a time like this. I think a lot of times we don't put our shoes, you know, we don't put ourselves in other people's shoes. And I think if anything, this film teaches us God's love, God's mercy, God's grace, and we need to keep that in mind.
Well, Angela White is with Silver Lining Entertainment, an independent production company based in Los Angeles, California, established in 1997 in New Jersey. The company's new mission is to develop independent TV and film projects from inception to completion for worldwide distribution. Angela, as we wrap things up, remind everybody how they can see it over this holiday weekend and where they can go for more information.
Yes, everybody can see it nationwide on Channel Lifetime at 8 o'clock Eastern or 8 o'clock Pacific. For everybody in the Central Time Zone, that'll be 7 o'clock for you, Lifetime Channel. They can also follow the film at aquestionoffaithfilm.com.
Angela, as always, you've been a blessing. Thank you so much. Happy Easter to you.
Oh, thank you, Bill. Love to you, and God bless you, and happy Easter to you and your family.
Maybe you can relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much. They just don't like it for whatever reason. Well, great news. You're not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare. MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry with more than 400,000 members. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. You can save a lot. Find out more. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40.
Dan Perkins here with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. Did you get a flu shot last year? If you answered no, you don't have an excuse this year. The VA and Walgreens have teamed up to make flu shots free for veterans. Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. Protect yourself by getting a flu shot at Walgreens for free. Protect yourself. Get a flu shot. Last year, 80,000 Americans died from flu. The life you save just might be your own. This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest
lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It's Bill Martinez live.
If you repeat a lie enough, it suddenly becomes the truth. Throughout this whole process, common sense is being thrown out the window. Common sense no longer is valid. Hey, look, if you're outside of the line of progressives and you don't go along with them, you're invalidated. All covered by political correctness, 63 gender options, all this insanity that's going on.
It's the best of Bill Martinez this weekend right here.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Joy to the world.
BillMartinezLive.com.
Jesus Christ is no longer dead.
Bill Martinez. Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can always go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. Well, with home buying season on a little bit of a pause, this might be a good time to get yourself prepared. And with us is A.J. Barkley. She is a senior vice president with Neighborhood Lending Executive at Bank of America. And she's got some great information and tips to share with home buyers so that we can get on the right path to affordable home ownership. Now, most homeowners, about 88%, say buying a home is the best decision they have ever made. This is according to Bank of America's Home Buyer Insights report. However, 95% of prospective home buyers face barriers to owning, including 42% who feel they lack support and advice, and they don't know where to start. Now, that's understandable. Well, to set buyers in the right direction, B of A offers a wealth of resources and programs, including its recently launched first-time home buyer on-demand video series and significant brand programs that are helping buyers with some of the upfront costs of home ownership. Now, as I mentioned, the senior vice president of Neighborhood Lending, A.J. Barkley, is with us, and we're going to talk about the hurdles many first-time buyers face, details of the bank's buyer's grants and first-time home buyer online edu series, as they call it, and the resources available to help prospective buyers prepare, and getting on the path to affordable home ownership. The Bank of America Community Home Ownership Commitment is a $5 billion initiative to help eligible home buyers purchase a home affordably. Some of the components include loans requiring a down payment as low as 3%, some with no mortgage insurance required. Through a down payment grant program available in nearly 50 cities, the bank will give no repayment necessary eligible home buyers 3% of the home purchase price up to $10,000 to be used for a down payment. Qualified home buyers may also be eligible for the bank's closing cost grant program. It's a lender credit through which they could receive up to $7,500 toward non-recurring closing costs or, in some instances, to buy down their interest rate. Bank of America's first-time home buyer online edu series has been launched, and it is a new educational video series designed to simplify the home buying process for prospective first-time buyers. Now, the first-time home buyers online edu series features Bank of America experts providing guidance and tips on home buying and is the company's latest effort to help more individuals and families pursue sustainable and affordable home ownership. The six-episode on-demand series hosted by BuzzFeed's Hannah Williams covers key aspects of home buying and teaches viewers smart strategies to shift attitudes from how I do this to I can do this. A.J. Barkley, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you, A.J. I understand that we have the Home Buyers Insights Report update. Tell us about that.
Well, the results really hadn't changed in terms of the content of what clients and potential prospective home buyers have said. One, they want to buy a home. The increase to 88% was pretty impressive, where people want to buy homes. So that continues to be a trend. People want to buy homes. What becomes concerning and what we're so excited about at Bank of America is 95% say they really don't know where to start and they're not sure what to do. And what we're excited about is we have multiple tools and resources that we've launched most recently to really help clients kind of guide their way through being a first-time home buyer and or for people who haven't purchased a home in a while, right, and they want to get themselves back on track with what does that process look like? What should I be considering? So that's what our Home Buyers Insights report has told us. Again, good news. We have solutions and resources and tools to really help prospective home buyers and our people purchasing a new home for the second time, you know, over a period of time.
You're right, AJ. That is really good news. So what are the biggest challenges facing first-time home buyers?
Well, first-time home buyers, I think they're overwhelmed just in general, right? And so what they think when they talk to family members, they have to put 20, 30, 40% down on a home, and that might be the right thing to do. But many of them do not have the funds available for closing costs and or down payment for the homes. And so what we launched at Bank of America through our Bank of America Community Home Ownership Commitment in second quarter of 2019 is a program of contributing $5 billion to put 20,000 additional homeowners, prospective homeowners in homes. And it really is focused specifically on closing costs, up to $7,500 for closing costs that you can actually also use for buying down your rate, which is important as well. And then the second element of that is our down payment grant, which is 3% up to $10,000 towards down payment. And obviously, you have to be eligible for both of those programs. And then what surrounds all that is really low down payment mortgages with and without mortgage insurance. And so we believe the community home ownership commitment really addresses those challenges. But also the first-time home buyer edu series also helps clients, and that's another part of how do we really help them with the biggest challenges or barriers is really just understanding the steps in the process. It's really, really important because it could be overwhelming, and you know, clients could throw in the towel and just say, I just can't do it. And the other thing that I think is pretty impactful with the edu series is we're meeting clients where they are. As you think about what their challenges and how do they really overcome those, we actually have this in an on-demand series, a six-episode on-demand series, and it actually addresses all the steps and some of the biggest challenges clients have beyond closing costs and down payment assistance. So it's pretty exciting. We're getting really good reviews on it, and people have said it's been extremely helpful to demystify the process.
We're talking with A.J. Barkley. She's the Neighborhood Lending Executive for Bank of America, responsible for identifying opportunities to drive successful home ownership among low to moderate income borrowers, underserved communities, and multicultural borrowers across the economic spectrum. A.J., tell us about the benefits of home ownership, if you would, please.
Well, what's also in our Home Buyer Insights report, I believe it's our summer report. What we also heard, well, first of all, it helps you to build wealth. That is huge, a wealth. Mm-hmm. It's a state, build wealth. But the other things that we heard is that people that purchase their homes, they just feel better. They're able to really lock and load around their families. They're ready to do things that keep them more focused on just health, wellness. They're able to, in some cases, be the first person in their family to literally have a home, and you start to build a legacy for other members of your family and friends. They enjoy it. They enjoy really the independence of home ownership. It's really important to a lot of people to be able to barbecue in their own backyard, to be able to paint a wall blue, orange, green, whatever it is that they want to do, and really put themselves in a position in neighborhoods with their kids to actually have some stability. So there's, you know, obviously the building of wealth for home ownership, but it's all of the other things that help people feel great about themselves and their families and really providing, like I said, a legacy for those family members and others as well. So I think people like to do it. And again, don't underestimate painting your wall orange or blue, Bill. Love doing what they want to do to their home when they want to do it.
Well, A.J. Barkley, we can't thank you enough for sharing and coming on the show. Tell everybody where they can go for more information.
Absolutely. So in order to learn more about our Bank of America resources, prospective buyers can visit www.bankofamerica.com/homeowner. And it will give you access to all of the tools and resources, including starting to understand what you might be eligible for and what the first steps you should take. Again, that's www.bankofamerica.com/homeowner.
Yeah, we've been talking with A.J. Barkley, the Senior Vice President and Neighborhood Lending Executive with Bank of America. A.J., again, we thank you so much for sharing with us.
Thank you, Bill. Have a great day.
Thank you. Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Maybe not.